So now I'm with Jack Hembro of AppSec Inc. He's just been telling me about some interesting things regarding data theft and particularly the TJX data breach. And he's going to tell us a little bit about his company and sort of how they address the finance industry.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Good to see you again. Application Security Inc., AppSec Inc., New York City based. We've been around for 6 years. Do a lot of business, as you might imagine, with the financial community here.
Sure.
And what we do is we work on security for databases. Two major areas are scanning the databases and monitoring the databases. Scanning to find where the databases are, what they're configured like, are they subject to flaws, are they patched, are they configured right, are they strong from a security point of view so the bad guy can't just walk up and start getting into your database. And then once we scan and find out the, you know, sort of the lay of the land out there, we'll also monitor what goes on with the database. So that if, let's say you aren't able to configure something as properly as you'd like to. Let's say you're a large financial institution, you've got 5,000 databases out there, and Oracle came out with a new patch release today, and you can't patch all 5,000 by tomorrow. It might be nice to monitor what's going on over the wire and look for someone running an exploit that takes advantage of the fact
patch
that you're not
you didn't
patched.
Update.
Exactly. Just until you get a chance to update it. So we'll sit there and watch what goes down the wire and give you very detailed information about, boy, you know, this doesn't look right. If, for example, an application normally accesses credit card numbers, we're seeing a lot of that out there, and the application will go out and draw one credit card number from the database and compare it and say, yeah, this customer is valid or not. If something comes down and says, send me all of the data, all of the credit card numbers, a select all statement comes down the wire, probably something's wrong. Probably you don't want to send the entire database, the entire credit card list back to someone. We'll alert you to that.
Okay.
So it's, as I say, we're picking up good steam, been around for 5 years, picking up good steam with the financial community. We think that we're doing many of the things at the application layer or at the database layer that folks have been used to doing at the operating system or network layer.
Right.
We're just taking it to the top of the stack now and providing really good information to folks.
Let me ask you a question. We talked briefly about the TJX data breach, and I know that it's been a big issue, especially with users on our site as far as like PCI compliance goes. Do you have anything to say about that?
Or? We are. Interestingly enough, we're invested in by that little company out there, Visa. So one of our venture, one of the people that's put money into our company is Visa, and yes, we're very knowledgeable of PCI, and most of the PCI auditors are using our App Detective product, our scanner, in the performance of their audits.
Really? Okay.
So it's a very nice fit. Of the 12 PCI compliance items, we probably fit very nicely in about 9 of them. We're not a firewall.
Yeah, sure.
But we address 9 of the issues.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Thank you, Jack.
Hey, thanks for your time, Mike. Good to see you again.
Okay. Good luck.
Take care.